8:08 South African time. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Yes, it is the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 109. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the true believers, how they beg, beseech, petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah states, chapter 23, verse 109, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي. Indeed, there is a group, there is a sector among my servants, my special, special servants, يقولون, and they are saying, they will say, and they continue saying, meaning always they are reciting the following dua and supplication and begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Rabbana. Rabbana means Ya Rabbana. The vocative Ya is not mentioned but is understood. What is the meaning of Rabbana? Ya Allah, you are our sustainer. The day we were born, we had no teeth. After a few months, we find the milk teeth. Thereafter, we find, remember, the permanent teeth. Then you take everything else of our anatomy, and you see that I'm 6 feet tall, wearing size 13 shoes. So all this, who is doing all that? That is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Rabbana. He sustains us, he nourishes us, he provides for us. Who gave us the sunlight? Who gave us the oxygen? Who gives us the rain? Everything free of charge. That is Rabbana. You, O our beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, provider. Rabbana, amanna. We brought iman, we bring faith in you. From the inner recesses of our heart, there is no skepticism and no doubt. But yes, Allah, you made us the masterpiece of your creation. But 6 days it took Almighty Allah. Allah is showing us Allah could create it in a split second. But 6 days, starting on a Saturday, completed on a Thursday. And when this universe was completed, then Friday, Almighty Allah created the masterpiece, Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But we have weaknesses. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We ordinary mortals and human beings, yet we sin, we commit sins, major sins, vices, but at the same time, we confess and admit to our weaknesses and sins. So what do we say? رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا. That, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, we brought faith and conviction in you. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. O Almighty Allah, forgive us. Second translation, فَغَفِرْ لَنَا, O Almighty Allah, cover and conceal our vices, our sins. And remember, Allah's attribute is غَفَّار. غَفَّار means that He is the one who forgives our vices, sins. My brother's name, Abdul Ghaffar. Your brother's name, Abdul Ghaffar. The slave of the one who's of forgiving, very, very forgiving. فَغَفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا, O Almighty Allah, envelope us in your mercy, encompass us in your mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the best of ones who show mercy. So you will find Almighty Allah teaching us خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the best one who shows mercy. You will find the Quran Sharif is replete with such verses. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. The longest chapter in the Noble Quran is chapter 2, comprising 286 verses, and the last line you will find. What do we say regarding time, regarding a period and so forth? We say the past, the present, and the future. Look at the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. For the past, wa'afu anna, O beloved Allah, forgive us. We are sinners, Ya Allah. There are no mitigating circumstances. We are guilty as charged. Wa'afu anna, forgive us. Currently, presently, وَغَفِرْ لَنَا, O Almighty Allah, conceal and cover our vices and sins. People think we are good, but remember it is Ya Jalil Sitruk al-Jamil. It is your beautiful cover that is covering our vices and sins. We can only beg you, Ya Allah, cover our vices and sins in this world and in the year after on the day of justice. So وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, cover and conceal our vices. And for the future, warhamna, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, you envelope us in your mercy. See how beautiful it is for the past, the present, and the future. Anta Mawlana, you are our protector, O Almighty Allah. Fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin, you assist us against the people who are the disbelievers, the non-Muslims. We can see the wars and so many problems. They want to steal our land, steal our resources. It's no more a holy war, it's an oily war. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So these are the type of dua supplication we should learn, and why in Islam is dua supplicating so important. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, verse 77, the last verse of Surah chapter 25, the criterion. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. You address them, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inform them, Allah ko koi parwa nahi agar tumne dua nahi ki. Allah is not bothered about you, is not concerned about you, if you don't beg and petition and ask Almighty Allah. By creation, the more we ask, people will get fed up and tell you, get away from here. Whether it's our parents, whether it is our benefactors, whether it is our best friends. But Allah Jalla Wala is a direct opposite. The more we ask, the more beloved we become. And when we don't ask, then the wrath, anger of Almighty Allah descends. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, who does not beg Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala's wrath and anger descends on that person. So imagine how great it is. In Mustadrak Hakim is mentioned, الدُّعَى وَسِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, dua, supplicating, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah is the weapon of the believer. I'm a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, but Almighty Allah states, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ, Almighty Allah alone is self-sufficient. You human being, you creation, you are paupers and you are beggars. So therefore we raise our hands in line with our chest, the women in line with their bosom, and then we petition, we beg Almighty Allah. So that is the beauty of Islam. Let's take you around the world and show you what's happening. You see, we start with occupied Palestine, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. I told you in yesterday's Q&A, BB, Netanyahu, Benjamin, he just wants to form a government with the far right wing, the terrorists and extremists, so that he can stay out of jail. So now the far right have told him, we want Islam. So how can you want Islam, Jutlas? So the Jutlas told BB, we want segregation between the genders. That in schools, boys one side, girls one side, no mixing, intermingling. In the public concerts and public shows, there must be separation of genders. In the buses, there must be gender separation of the gender. And if BB don't agree, then they pull out and then he can't form a government. Therefore, O Jutla, O Zionist, O Jew, always remember chapter 59, verse number 14:14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. That remember that your people think you are united, the Jutlas, the Jews, but your hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't have common sense, and therefore they're not the chosen nation, but they are the cursed nation of Almighty Allah. Forever they'll be punished till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Second one from Israel. Yesterday, day for yesterday, what they did, the Israeli army occupation terrorists, or when you steal and occupy people's land, that is terrorism. They distributed leaflets and they said, anybody crosses the border, crosses the land and so forth, we will shoot to kill. We will kill you Palestinians. And then when there was an uproar, then they took it back. You see? So therefore we tell you, you Jutlas are murderers of prophets and messengers. You are baby killers. And therefore Almighty Allah says, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. You murdered some prophets and messengers, and other prophets and messengers, you rejected them. And because of that, you said your hearts got a covering. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala curse them forever. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Very, very few, extremely few Jutlas and Jews will bring Iman and Islam. They're truly devoted, dedicated to Islam. Now he must form his government. He has to give portfolios. So there is another right-wing character. His name, you know, the Jutla names, we can't even pronounce it sometimes properly. Smotrich. So must be another rich guy, you know. Oh, Richie Rich. So he wants the defense minister portfolio. And BB don't want to give it to him. America says don't make him, because maybe he got a lot of secrets of the Americans, you know. So they all cloak and dagger business going on there. Now listen to this one here, all of you. When I speak, all this news I gave you now, you must remember, you will find in the Haaretz and so forth. CNN ran a story that America ammunition and arms are running very low. So how are they going to supply more and more arms to Ukraine? There you have it. Now cryptocurrency, when we told you don't buy cryptocurrency, don't buy all these things, you didn't listen. The FTX, it fell down, and they lost not millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars disappeared. Now in America, they're going to have big investigation. How come? You must remember, all this happened, and the guy who was the architect behind this, Friedman to Freeman, whatever his name, he became a multi-billionaire in the process. Then we take you to Bangladesh. Bangladesh, our Mujahideen there, Ansarul Islam, they shot their way out and they escaped from prison and so forth. Because if you know anything of Bangladesh, supposed to be a Muslim country, but running one of the biggest brothels in the world, that is Bangladesh, and it is a satellite state for India. What India says, 80%, 75%, that is what Bangladesh will do. So you should know all this. So that is what we so-called Muslim countries. Thereafter, in the Russian interview, you know, that the person, the U.S. defense minister, they call him minister of defense, the secretary, you know. What did he say? He said that the Russian arms and weapons are very impressive. The Russian arms and weapons are very, very impressive. Who is saying this? The Minister of Defense of America. Let's go to Europe. Germany is supposed to be one of the strongest countries. Germany needs 20 billion euros for the shortfall in their army so that they can refurbish it. And there's big problems for Germany this winter. Remember, there will be load shedding, there will be water problems, there will be electrical, so many problems in Germany, like Kherson. Kherson, the Russians pulled out, but you go to Kherson, no water, no electricity, nothing there, and so forth. Now you see, we told you in Islam, Almighty Allah created Adam and Eve. No Adam and Steve business. In Islam, when two parties are sane and mature, and they commit the crime of homosexuality, of gay brigade and so forth, Adam and Steve business, then they are punishable by death. Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith and saying, Uqtulul Fa'il wal Maf'ul, for both of them is capital punishment. We take you to Colorado in America. A madcap came there and he shot the people in the gay club in Colorado. That was last night before I slept. I heard the news. 5 killed, 18 injured. And remember, maybe more people will die and so forth. They succumb to the injuries. So that is what happens when you don't know your entry from your exit. You just want to park anyway, you know. And the last one, there's an Indian. You know the Indian? Nikki Haley. The Indians, these people, but because they're a little bit fair in complexion, so now they become like whiteys, you know. So Nikki Haley, under the Trump administration, she was the ambassador of the United States to the United Nations, and 100% pro-Israel, and so forth. They humiliated her when she was the ambassador there. She and Santes are coming back, and they're telling Trump, stand one side. It'll be Santes going for president and Nikki Haley, the Indian. Imagine that. We have got the African deputy president, vice president. Now they want an Indian one. There might be some good garam masala coming. Ask Richie Rich there. He is in big problems there in Britain as well. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us, for us here. Yesterday was a special, special day. Alhamdulillah, at the Khanka Sheikh Zakaria, our program took place. And then I went to our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab Hafiz. I said, Ya Allah, Ustaji, please come here to the studio and bless us with your presence, and the guests from Pakistan, Maulana Muawiya. So mashallah, we will send out today sometime during the day the podcast of yesterday's program. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib came here, and Maulana Muawiya came. He's a member of parliament as well there in Pakistan. So we all made dua. Hazrat Mufti Sahib made dua yesterday. May Almighty Allah grant our teachers long life and accept us for his deed and make our khatima on Iman and Islam. Ameen. 8:30 to 9 today with Mona Zahid Khan, we discuss Paraguay, 1 to 2 tafsir, and then 2 to up past 2 will be report back our trip to Bull Park, the clinic, and then 8 to 10, inshallah, live Q&A with Mona Arafat Hatia and myself. Jazakallah khair.
Ustaz, I've got a new listener from Margate. I don't know how you spell, pronounce his name. It's Basil or Basil, B-A-S-I-L.
Basil de Oliveira.
Yeah. Right. He says, by any chance, was Malcolm X a Muslim when he died? Basil Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother Basil, remember that we only pass verdict what is the prima facie evidence in front of us, what is in the hearts of people and so forth. That is between the person, and Almighty Allah knows everything. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. Malcolm X, when he went for Hajj and pilgrimage and so forth, He saw the kaleidoscope of colors, Islam for all for Islam, unity in diversity, diversity in unity. He embraced Islam in the true sense of the word, and he passed away a Muslim. And according to us, remember that we will say, yes, he passed away a Muslim. And any person who passes away with Iman and Islam, we make dua for them, we cry and beg Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala, forgive us all and grant us all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Ameen. So that is our verdict on that issue.
I've got Sister Ronel, she says that, do you think that likely that Russia will collapse like the Soviet Union into many different smaller countries? Sister Ronel Ustad.
My sister Ronel, where are you living in Alice in Wonderland? They learned all their lessons. That time their enemy, Russia's enemy, were the Muslims. People with faith and conviction and the Mujahideen. And they liberated, remember, the Soviet Union, and they decimated them. And then they became all small Muslim countries and so forth. Your Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and Kazakhstan, all this year. So remember, so that is because the Muslims were on the opposite side. Now they're not fighting Muslims, it's a whitey war. This one side is America and its allies and its proxy. So they use Ukraine. So we support Russia, and Russia is going to annex more and more countries. You see? So they're going to take more and more. Ukraine, they will take certain portion of this country. So all these neighboring countries, they're already worried and so forth. No, Russia will not fall, but America will fall, inshallah, and Europe will fall, NATO will fall, and that is what will happen. So I gave you everything now in the breaking news. Didn't you hear? So CNN is telling you America is running short of supplying ammunition to Ukraine. The Minister of Defense and the Secretary, you know, Americans, they like to be different. The Secretary of Defense, and you know how they speak, like, you know, they trained. So he says, we're impressed with the Russian weapons and arms and so forth. So from the horse's mouth, you got it. So Putin got big plans. Do you know what Vladimir means? He means, I am going to conquer the world in Russia. So that's what his aim is. He wants to be the big czar, the big chief. But we make dua, he must become Muslim. And then we will say he's our, you know, the commander-in-chief, CIC. And then we can't rely on this Arab tenpot dictator. Such a big thing yesterday in the media. World Cup. They can't even play football, these people, you must remember. You know, Allah Ta'ala taught me a lot of things. It was only Allah's fadl. 2018, MBS went and to Moscow. You see, first match. Who's playing? Russia playing Saudi Arabia. And they say Saudi is going to win and this and that. 5-0 Russia gave them opening match. You understood? Yesterday, now these champs. I'm not here. We say all this World Cup, all not permissible. It's all shaitan business. But to show you, they spend billions and billions thinking they're going to get izzat and honor, but Allah humiliates them and disgraces them. That is Almighty Allah. What to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. You can't rely on these Arab tenpot dictators and Muslim leaders, food lickers and traitors to Islam, and half of them, most of them, murtads and apostates.
Somebody says, Ustaz, from overseas, collecting money from musallis during Juma time, is this permissible for the extensions of the masjid, Ustaz?
Not permissible. You disturb people reading salat, there's big noise and all that. There are people putting coins in that box and making ting, ting, tingling and all these things here. So put a box outside the masjid, and when people are entering, so they can put whatever they want to. Wherever you are, Australia, New Zealand, all these places, not South Africa. South Africa, you put the box outside, they'll steal you and the person and the money, you know. So they're safe by you all, so no problem with that. Not inside the masjid. You are desecrating the sanctity of the masjid with all the disturbance. Keep the box, keep 2-3 responsible people. No one must pocket that money like our politicians and so forth. Now see yesterday's news. They say the deputy president was going with his entourage. Where? Middelburg, Mpumalanga. And now that the tire burst and then one policeman died. So I don't know. But when I heard that story on the radio, so I said, I want to ask them, are you sure the tire burst? Or maybe they hit one pothole. You understand? You know Mpumalanga. You know Mpumalanga, Molana? Uh-huh. What they write on the number plate, MP. Uh-huh. You know what MP means? It means Makulu pothole. You see? Too many potholes. Maningi locators, you see. So maybe, because these guys, when they drive with the ministers, they press, you know, and they put their blue light on of there. Maybe, I don't know, but that is what I thought, maybe. So therefore, the tire burst and one police died. So potholes also got their own story, you see.
I see Jonathan is back with you. He says that, does Putin realize that the USA is going to make sure that Russia loses the war and Ukraine will start?
You, Jonathan, talk last. Remember that you in Israel, you're going to lose the whole Israel. Write it on your chest, and you don't want to write it on your chest, then write it on your buttocks also. Israel will lose the war. Amen. You got it? Amen. Why Israel will lose the war? Because America is losing the war. And how is America losing the war? Because you got jokers as your commander-in-chief. Your commander-in-chief is Sleepy Joe Biden. He's 80 years old yesterday. The man is senile. He's half crazy. You must remember that. He doesn't know what is Cambodia and what is Colombia. He mixes that up. He doesn't know what is Ukraine and Fallujah. And he says that, speaking about Ukraine, he's supposed to say Ukraine, he says Fallujah, Iraq. Then he want to read his own notes. You must remember in Bali, there in Indonesia, that also he doesn't know what he's reading and so forth. So now these are your commander-in-chief. Economically, they lost billions with the FTX falling. Politically, you must remember today, America, nobody respects them because both sides of the spectrum, they got jokes. One side Trump, one side Biden, both crackpots if you ask me, and both of them in late 70s and 80s. And you see that our Mujahideen gave them such a whooping and thrashing. Jonathan, you America and all your chamchas, write that other word. I taught you one word, Jonathan. What word I taught you? Jutlas. So now that is you. You're a jutla. Then we now learn another word, chamchas. Chamchas means all the spies and allies, so that you call chamchas. So all the jutlas and chamchas, you must know this word here, that they couldn't beat Afghanistan. Our Taliban, they couldn't beat 48 countries. They got such a thrashing, they had to put their tails between their legs and run. So what Russia will do with you? Jonathan, you're dreaming? I gave you all the statistics from your media, not our media. That your Minister of Defense there in America is saying that the weapons Russia has are very impressive. And CNN is saying we don't have enough weapons to supply to Ukraine. So does that tell you of a winning team or a losing team, my brother? Putin is putting you, Jutlas, and Americans and NATO properly, he's lining you up. So we make dua for Putin. Ya Allah, give him Iman and Ameen, Islam. Ameen. And inshallah. Not that Putin is a good guy. He's a big harami, this Putin. Remember that. If you know his history. But anyway, we need some harami sometime to sort out the other big haramis also. You know harami, ne, Jonathan? Yeah. So that is a big B. Yeah.
The big B. I've got Sister Janet to start. She says that she prays for you every morning. You're doing a very good job. She's from KZN. She says, every morning I turn to Jesus and I pray for you guys. And we were told that aeroplane and birds can't fly over the Holy Kaaba. Why not? It's very strange to we non-Muslims. Janet, Ustad.
Yeah, Janet, we pray for you also daily, my sister Janet. We pray that Almighty Allah brings peace on this earth. We pray there must be the precursor to peace, and that is justice. And Islam means that you surrender, submit to Almighty Allah, and we don't worship anybody. One creation worshipping another creation, so that definitely is not acceptable. My question to you, Janet, you're waking up early. I'm honored you lending us your ears early part of the morning. May Almighty Allah guide you, bless you. Now you have to ask yourself three questions. You're going to tell the world on December 25th, Jesus was born. So if Jesus was born on 25th December, then how come, remember, that who was running the world before Jesus was born? How come, question two, 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain banned Christmas celebrations and said it is a pagan custom? What do you say about that, my sister Janet? It's your sources, not mine. Third one, what you say, God dying on the cross, crucified and put into the tomb, into a grave, and when Mary Magdalene comes there on the Sunday, he's missing. But Matthew, the Bible says, Jonah, he was 3 days in the belly of the fish. So Jesus will be like Jonah and 3 days in the belly of the earth. But count you how you Christians count it. Friday evening he was put in the tomb according to you Christians. So one night, Friday night, then Saturday one day, and then Saturday night. So two nights one day, Sunday morning Jesus is missing. Where your God disappeared? Your God gets crucified, he dies. Your God is born. Your God is eating and drinking and doing all these things. Is that God? Think about it, my sister Janet. So remember, there's many questions you'll have to ask yourself and do some introspection. But nevertheless, you keep on listening to us. We pray for you as well.
Ustaz, about the Kaaba, Ustaz?
About the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah. Remember, my sister, that Kaaba means something, a high structure. So we as Muslims believe that when we go there, we go round and round, right? We call it tawaf. And you go straight up, up, up into the skies and heavens, then you find Baytul Ma'mur. The angels are performing tawaf and going round and round. Human beings, we get chance to do it many times in our life with Allah's help and mercy. The angels go round it, the Baytul Ma'mur, once. And remember, they don't get another chance. So therefore, that structure is right up to the sky, and no plane, no bird, nothing will go above that, remember, because Almighty Allah is showing us his absolute power, control, and so forth. But when Almighty Allah wants, the Kaaba itself will be demolished, and that is one of the signs of the Day of Justice. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam said, the African person will come, ذو سويقتين, and he will have very, very thin, small calves, and he will destroy the Kaaba Musharrafa. So all that is there. So one day it will be destroyed and demolished by the people in this world as well. So all this will happen as signs of the Day of Justice.
I see Kumaran is with you this morning. He says, what's the latest? What Richie Rich? Kumaran will start.
Richie Rich is in big problems. You must remember their inflation is in double digits. And Richie Rich went to visit Kiev. You see, he went to meet Zelensky. And he told Zelensky, we're standing with you. But he can't help his own people. So remember that the worst inflation in 40 years they have. But his wife was ducking the taxes. You see, big, big things are all coming out now. How his family and them were ducking, paying taxes and so forth. They had huge multi-billion, multi-million, whatever it is, investment in America and so forth. And he was the, you know, chancellor and the exchequer, minister of finance. But his wife is ducking and evading taxes. So big, big inquiries. Remember, Richie Rich was not elected by the British public. He was appointed by the politicians. He's just a caretaker. Next Diwali, he'll be out. History, remember that. So they're just playing with him. That they set him up for failure. So that is what they're doing with Richie Rich. You watch my words, okay? Inshallah.
I see I've got a doctor. Doesn't want to take his name, Ustaz. He's a non-Muslim. He says that, AK, being a doctor, is it kosher? As only God is the healer, Ustad.
Remember, being a doctor is very good, my brother. But you must be a proper doctor, not a quack, right? Quack means that you don't know how to operate, but you just operate. Instead of saving lives, you're sending more and more people to the graveyard. You must be a true doctor, not the herd mentality. Tell people, come here. On your one buttocks, I'll give you Moderna. On the other ones, I will give you Pfizer, whatever you want to call. Bring one hand. No, that's not doctor. That is all people who are there just for self-enrichment. So you, my brother, Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, be a doctor. But say, I will serve humanity, irrespective of creed, color, and race, and so forth, and I will try my level best to become an asset to humanity, and not a menace to society. That is what we teach, and that is what we preach. Last question.
Basil is again with you. He says that, but AK, why do Muslims wear so long bearded, like the Jewish faith, Ustad?
So who's imitating who, my brother? I just told you, Basil. That the far right, they told Netanyahu, we want separation in schools. We want separation of the genders in concerts, in public shows and so forth. We want separation of the genders in buses and so forth. So who's imitating who? They are the one. When I went down to the Wailing Wall, I went right there inside. The Jews were cursing me. I said, go fly a kite. I'm coming inside. They took my passport. I told them, when I come back, you'll give it back to me. They said, yes. Well, not all Jews are bad. Some of them are very good. Remember, we never condemn all Jews. We'll say majority. We will never condemn all Hindus. We will say majority, like in India and what's happening. But not all. So remember, we never ever say that. So I went right down and I saw the barrier myself at the Wailing Wall. One side male, one side female. So I just looked at it. I said, when Muslims do this, they tell us we crackpots. But you imitating us, then you are very progressive. So, my brother, you must remember, the Jutlas imitating us, not we imitating them, because every messenger and prophet had a beard. So, therefore, we have a beard. You've been, Basil, to the Kruger Park. You saw the lion. When you see the lion, you start thinking, hey, me, I better run for my life. You saw the mane, M-A-N-E, the big beard he got. He sleeps for 21 hours a day, the lion. When the king of the jungle wakes up, he wakes up with one eye. He looks then with both eyes. And then you see him darting. You must watch him how he's in motion. And when he goes for his prey, when we ask the Russian soldiers, those who survive, how come you lost the war? They said there are three things. The Mujahideen would come with their big, big beards. We knew we were going to lose. They would say, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the mightiest, greatest, biggest. We were finished. And we saw white, white creation descending. The angels came and helped the Muslims and defeated the enemy. So that is our response to you, my brother Basil. You must keep a beard also. Your wife will like it also. Right, Salaam alaikum.